on this 9th of April, the year 2021. Can you believe it? Yes, I know you can. Thank you for coming to my website, listening to me. This is PJ, your internet pastor, bringing you some thoughts for today. And on this 9th day of April, what a beautiful, a gorgeous day in Los Angeles. I have seen beautiful days. This is one of the days that makes me glad that I was born in Los Angeles. Know what I did yesterday? I washed and detailed, waxed my car, vacuumed it out with my little Black & Decker hand vacuum, and just had a ball opening up the doors and the driveway of the car and washing it and relaxing and cleaning the leather and everything. Just, oh, I love it. Well, I'm going to talk about how to get you over that bridge where the troubled waters are running under it. I thought that I'd start off with a guy named Al Green. I don't think anybody can say it better than that. Al dedicates his song to a friend. Take me to the river, Al Green. Thanks for coming to my website.
I'd like to dedicate this song to little Junior Parker. A cousin of mine is going on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name.
Take me to the
Al Green with a little spiritualism on this Friday morning in Los Angeles. This is PJ. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for taking some time out of your day. And I hope that you're having a good time. If you don't like my music, that's up to you. Billie Holiday put it this way. No two people on earth are alike. And it's got to be that way in music, or it isn't music. Thank you, Billy. I really appreciate that. And, you know, we're going to continue to talk about, am I not excited? I ordered a book, and very rarely do I do that now. I've gotten rid of most of my library. You know, I had tons and tons of theological books, ancient writings and things like that. And I got a pretty good sized library here in the studio that I referred to from time to time. But I ordered a new book, and I think his name is Eric Mason, Dr. Eric Mason. And he collaborated with a few other African-Americans, male and female, I understand, and wrote a book called Urban Apologetics. It was brought to my attention, and so I thought that what I do is get the book, read the book, and I'd like to read it with some of you that have a Christian background. It may be good for you to get this book and to read it and see what these urban apologists are saying about Christianity, that religion that the slave masters put on us after we were taken from our homeland. You know, we have this constant need to discover who we are at times, and especially when you look at the African-American experience here in America, which is quite different from the Anglo-American experience, which is quite different from American Indian experience, which is very different from the Latina experience. All of us have different experiences in life, but guess what? One God made us all. One God put us here on this planet together. One deity did it. He has many names. He's recognized by many names. Yes, I'm breaking away from the standardized idealism that only we got the writ right. Nah. If God intends for us to do something, it's a simple thing. And Benny King said it well many years ago. We just need somebody to stand by us. That's all we need. Benny King, stand by me. Oh, when the night is dark and the road is rough and the going gets tough, Benny says, stand by me.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So stand by me, oh, stand now,
Benny King, Stand By Me. Yeah, you know, when you're going through deep, sorrowful times, when you get to that, and when you get to that riverbank, and it's going to overflow you. I recall when I was pastoring in the church, I used to tell people, just trust in God. And that seemed as if it was an easy thing to say. Just trust in God. You know, trusting in God is that takes a lot. That takes a lot, because especially for the millennials living these days, because they got to see something. They've got to know something. I know young people that are struggling trying to find their way. Some will go to college. Some will try to do music. Some have other ideas, and they're trying to put forth these ideas. And one of the things that they constantly ask me is, do you believe in me? Do you believe in me? Well, I read from the giants in my world, and there has been giants that were born of a woman and lived, that were black, and that said some things that needed to be said. And I think it's time to look past in history and listen to them and see what they are saying. Marcus Garvey put it this way: if you have no confidence in self, you are twice defeated in the race of life. With confidence, you have won even before you have started. You see what I mean? You have to believe in you, and so that you won't get to the bridge and want to jump in those troubled waters. You don't want to do that. There's a better way to do it. Georgia Douglas Johnson put it this way: your world is as big as you make it. Now, that's important, because you see, a lot of us live in a small world. Oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. Oh, that's for those people. You know, some of the communication is going on today talking about white privilege as opposed against a black power. Well, listen, white privilege has been here in this country since they've come across the seas and taken the lands from the true Americans, and did some scandalous things and are still doing it. We can look at the pay scales of people that they get. When I was a pastor, I would just say, trust God, trust God. Now I say something a little different as a pastor. I go to the philosopher, to the poet. This is kind of like a requiem cry, okay, from the earth to the heavens. And who else can say it better than the late, great James Brown? And he begs and says,
please, 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 please. Did me wrong.
Big James Brown saying, please, please, please. I'm telling you. Back in the day, you know, I said, my gosh, how many times is he going to beg? I mean, he's saying, girl, don't go. Don't leave me. Stay here with me. I can't make it without you. You know how difficult it is for me to function in this junction without you? Oh, my goodness. Ralph Ellison put it this way. When I discover who I am, I'll be free. Of course, Ralph. And so many of us, even during pandemics, during difficult times, during the trial for that murderer that killed George Floyd, you know what? Of course, the medical examiner said he didn't die of drugs. He died because he couldn't breathe. And guess what I'm waiting on? Guess what I'm waiting on? I am waiting on a clarion call from the evangelical church, white, black, Hispanic, Chinese, everything, to say that was plain, flat-out murder, and there is no defense for that kind of tomfoolery. I'm telling you, Mabel Lincoln, a famous African-American philosopher, says too many black folks are fools about color and hair. You ain't lying about that. Wear your hair any way you want to wear it. Right now, I'm in the Lucy Coleman studio, and I didn't pick out my hair and shape it. And it's just all over my head. And I'm loving it. I am loving it. Why am I talking to you this way? Why? Because I love you. That's right. I know you don't believe it. I love you. And since I love you, there's nobody else that I'm looking at, because the flamingos will help me say, I only got eyes for you. Ha ha. Say it. Here it is.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Cloudy or bright.
you for coming to my website. PJ, just playing some of the oldies for you here. Memories from the heart, from the African-American community, and quoting from a great little book right here, Famous Black Quotations, From Ancient Egypt to America Today. The wit and the wisdom of a great people. Thank you, Janet Bell, for doing the editing of this fine little text. I have it in my library, and from time to time when I do webcasts, I pull it off the shelf, and I start sharing these wonderful dictums with you. Here's one by Steve Biko, all right? The South African, I believe he is. He says, the basic tenet of black consciousness is that the black man must reject all value systems that seek to make him a foreigner in the country of his birth and reduce his basic human dignity. You see, I was born here in the United States of America, February the 8th, 1944. That makes me 77 at the time that this webcast is being recorded. And I still have a great love for this country, though many horrible things have happened to the people of color, to the people of melanin in this country, but it has not sorrowed my heart against loving in the way that it should be. Now, to really let you feel how deep this love. Oh, listen to Harcourt. He hates puppies walking by the Lucy Coleman studio. Don't you just know it? No, I'm not out of my mind. I'm enjoying my mind. I'm enjoying you. Let's listen to Booker T and the MGs. Now, there's a name of a group. And the number that I have keyed up to play next is one called Green Onions. And if you haven't eaten them like they prepare them in the South, you don't know what you're missing. Booker T and the MGs.
Thank you.
That's Booker T and the MGs with Green Onions. Come on, let's give a little heads up to the ladies here. Because, you know, sometimes I'm always talking about the black man. But I want to, you know, hey, Angela Davis, fantastic individual. Angela is a peer of mine. I love it. I love it how God uses whom he will or whom she wills. If you want to. I'm not going to get into no sexism and things like that. Angela wrote this and she says, "We, the black woman of today, must accept the full weight of a legacy wrought in blood by our mothers in chains as heirs to a tradition of supreme perseverance and heroic resistance." That's right. I'm telling you, and when you think of the young black women that are heading the brigade out there doing some wonderful things and making things take place, and, you know, one of the things that I think that black women need to do more to really encourage ourselves as people of color is to love the black man. Now, I know there's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of hatred going on out there. I recall when I was behind the pulpit, I used to do seminars. I used to do summer retreats. I would take the men up to Big Bear Lake and talk to them about loving their wives right. And I'll never forget the Pastor Greg and I took the women up. And Lucy wouldn't even go up there with me. She said, "John, if you got to talk about this with these people," and you know what? It didn't work. So many divorces, split ups and everything else. I won't mention any names, but they didn't hear a word that I said. But maybe they'll listen to the Queen of Soul because Aretha got the answer. Aretha? "I Never Loved." Oh, yeah.
"Heartbreaker."
Uh-huh.
"You're a liar and you're a cheat. And I don't know why I let you do these things to me."
Say it, Aretha.
"My friends keep telling me that you ain't no good. Oh, oh, but they don't know that I'd leave you if
Franklin, the Queen of Soul. "I've never loved a man the way that I love you." Now, that's a conversation that a lot of black women need to have with their men. And, you know, here again, wait a minute. Let me speak with the weak in heart. I am not in any way trying to supersede one's spiritual relationship with the Almighty. No, no, no. The Almighty made us this way, to love a person. And when you love a person, I'm just going to say it the way I used to say it in those many retreats and seminars and when I was on the radio talking about this stuff. Love the man. Give yourself to the man. Don't be embarrassed to do that. I mean, fall into it. Here's one way that W.E.B. Du Bois put it. He said, the present mincing horror at free womanhood must pass if we are ever to be rid of the bestiality of freed manhood. Well, maybe I didn't read that correct, but I didn't get it. The present mincing horror at free womanhood must pass if we are ever to be rid of the bestiality of free manhood. I got it. It has to work together. If you expect, let me put it this way. Let me get my mind right. Because I was married 35 years, and I loved Lucy. Our relationship wasn't the best, though we never cursed each other out. We never fought. I never struck her. She never struck me. We communicated our differences and walked away loving each other. And men, I think that most of us need to learn how to have a tender, loving heart when it comes to our women. A tender, loving heart. Stated no better than the late Otis Redding. And Otis puts it this way. We have to try something. And you know the name of the song, Try a Little Tenderness. What I want you to do is I want you to listen to the words, brothers. Because I think this is what our women require. Now, there are many songs that are out today. I'm just going to the past list here. And I'm playing some of these. And I want you to feel what I'm saying. Listen to the orchestration. See how the music was put together. Let the mood grab you at the right moment. If you are a couple of days over 65 years old, you can appreciate this webcast. Share it with your friends. If you're an older pastor and, you know, I was speaking with, I have many, many, many sons. And I have one son of mine who is in a foreign country. And he called me last night from the other side of the world. And he said, how are you, Pops? And I said, oh, I'm doing all right, man. I said, I'm sitting around here just lonely in the house. I said, I find myself vacuuming the rug in the living room and dusting the shelves and washing the dishes. And he said, well, you know, I got my new little girlfriend here, and she's a newscaster in another country. And I said, so what do you guys have planned for tonight? He said, we're going to watch King Kong versus Godzilla. And I said, that's just like you. And he said, yeah, we're going to do that. But I know what he's really going to do. He's going to do what Otis Redding is suggesting. Try a little tenderness. Listen. Listen to this. Ah.
Oh, she may be weary.
That's right.
Them young girls, they do get wearied.
I know that.
Wearing that same old shaggy dress.
You gotta spend some money, brothers. Play that Hammond organ. Come on.
But when when she gets weary.
What you got to do, brothers? Listen.
Try a little tenderness. Yeah.
There it is. Come on.
You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no.
That's right.
She has her grief and care. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear. Yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness, yeah. But it's all so easy.
Redding, the late great. I'm telling you, we've had some beautiful, beautiful talents come up from our people. Time for my Bible verse of the day, and I love this Bible verse. I preached from it one time. This Bible verse taken from 1 Chronicles, looking at chapter 12. And focusing in on verse 22. And it says, and of the sons of Issachar, men who understood the times with knowledge of what Israel should do, their chiefs were 200, and all their kinsmen were at their command. Now, do we know what to do in the day and age that we live in? Here in the Americas in the year 2021? Do we know how to live? Are we called to live that or to produce that which is reasonable? See, I'm scheduled to go get my first vaccination of this vaccine for COVID. I'm scheduled. Oh my gosh, I'm apprehensive because of, and I've said it before, I know what they have in it, okay? I know they got, you know, unborn fetal tissues floating all through that virus, and then they're going to put that fetal tissue in me, and I don't know what it's going to do to me. I really don't. So, not that I'm afraid, but I'm cautious. But if, you know, a lot of people would say, yeah, but John, it's all about you staying alive. I mean, if they're going to put that stuff in there and it's going to keep me alive, I mean, you know, the baby never knew that. Well, the baby was aborted in order to get the fetal tissue to put in the stuff that they got in the stuff. Now, until somebody comes out and tell me that it's not in there. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to restrict my passage of going anywhere in my country unless I take this. I'm seriously thinking, and I don't want to switch the subject matter. That's why I can't wait to get my book, Urban Apologetics. Amazon is supposed to deliver it today sometimes. And I want to read it. I didn't have a record keyed up here, so I better give you what Calvin Herndon. Calvin Herndon. He died in 1965. This is what he said. No white person knows, really knows, how it is to grow up as a Negro boy in the South. The taboo of a white woman eats into the psyche, erodes away significant portions of boyhood sexual development, alters the total concept of masculinity, and creates in the Negro male a hidden ambivalence towards all women, black as well as white. Calvin, you know, you were right. But I personally, and this is me personally, I haven't been attracted to too many women, but I've never been attracted to be sexual with a white woman. I just never have. I've never had that desire. Hey, because I was raised and told, and oh yeah, I got a record that I can play right now. I got about 15 minutes, and I better give a little explanation to this because I know when a lot of my church friends hear that I played this record on my webcast, they're going to really condemn me to a burning hell. Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healings. And I recall years ago when this record first came out, my daughters were very young. They were going to grade school, as a matter of fact. And I recall I was picking them up from their school and bringing them home. And we were listening to the secular radio station. And this record came on, and I talked Delia and Leslie through and explain what Marvin was talking about. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, while I talk you through it, I'm going to back this thing up because I think I have this thing here and I want to share it with you. So let me pause right now so I can do that.